It is 12:40. Let's go out onto the road, literally, and visit with the Colorado State coordinator for Run for the Wall. Tom Burnett is joining us right now from his motorcycle. Tom, how's the weather, first of all, and how's the ride going?
Well, the ride's going great. We're in Ludlow, California. Not real happy with $7.29 fuel.
Oh, my goodness.
The way it goes.
Yeah.
We're a little ahead of schedule, so I'm still on my bike, but we got to stop for a minute to rest and take off again in about 5 minutes. So
excellent.
It's going well.
All right. Well. So let's talk about this mission. This is this started in 1989. It's the largest and longest organized cross-country motorcycle run in the world. And the mission is so special. Tell me about the mission of all the riders there and all across the country.
Well, it started with a group of Vietnam vets, and, you know, they weren't treated very well after the Vietnam War when they got home. And so they came back, and about 17 of them started in San Diego and went from San Diego to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C. And it was to ride for those who can't, ride for the ones they lost in Vietnam, those that are missing in action, those that are POWs. And to this day, that's why we ride, for those that are still missing in action. And there's over 80,000 that are still missing in action from all wars.
Today is day number one, and tell us about, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, and this all, by the way, this is all to raise public awareness about the Run for the Wall, about to not only, you know, salute the people that are involved in this, but to actually take action, like make a donation and other things. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but talk about the run and where you're starting, and you're going to go all across the country. This should be a lot of fun for a great cause.
Yeah, this is my 11th year. Went from Colorado Springs to Ontario, California, and then we'll go from here to D.C., and by the time we're back, we're coast to coast to coast, so it's about 6,500 miles. As state coordinator, we have a state coordinator in each state who's responsible to line up hotels, food, fuel for all the riders. So we raise money, you know, through American Legions to help pay for fuel and food. And then other people donate as we go along the run, or they can donate on our website as well, and it helps pay for anything that these riders can't pay for.
So you're starting in California. How many people are with you right now? And by the time you get to Washington, can other people participate by joining your group as you make your way into, like, let's say, Colorado?
Yes, it's gotten so big, we had to have three routes. There was over 1,000 motorcycles this morning in Ontario, and you can't do that many in one group. So we have a little over 400 in our group. It's called the Central Route, even though we're the Northern Route. And you can only join at an overnight stop because you have to sign waivers and go to the meetings. But anyone can join anywhere along the route as long as it's one of our overnight stops and then ride as far or as short as they would like.
Are you amazed about how big this has gone, how large it's grown over the years?
Oh, yeah. And the guy, in fact, Gunny started it, and he's here this morning and talked to us all. And like he said, when he started it, there wasn't computers, there wasn't iPhones. You know, he went to the gas station with a quarter and called home. I mean, it was that long ago. So many changes in these years, and it's gotten so big. And they added a fourth route, which is they call it the sandbox route, for the Afghanistan and the war from there. They go from D.C. to, they have their own wall up in Illinois. I apologize, I don't know what city it is. So we want to get those younger veterans now, and you don't have to be a vet. You can ride for your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, just anyone you want to ride for and to remember.
I'm just sort of curious, in your motorcycle, you said gas is like almost $7 a gallon in California. How far can you go on a couple of gallons of gas? How big is your tank?
Most of these can go roughly 80 to 100 miles on a tank of gas. Some 150, depends on the bike.
I would imagine in 1989, what the gas prices were, like $1.25 or something like that. It's something obscene.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. As you're riding your bike and you see all the support, you're a vet, I would imagine. It brings great joy to your heart, along with everybody else that sees this happening.
Well, yeah, that's why we do it. Oh, you can hear the bikes leaving now, but that's why we do it. Because of those folks that have been supporting us for 30 years. Some of these little towns, like Junction City, Kansas, they line the street for miles with flags. All the over ramps are lined with people with fire trucks. And some of them sit out there an hour because they don't know exactly when we're going to come by. And they just wave us on and support us, you know, emotionally and that means so much when we go through these stops. And that's what we're trying now to, and the reason I want to talk to you and the city, if they can look at our schedule, we're coming to Pueblo for lunch around, I think, 12:30. We're going to pray through Fountain at about 2, and then we have an overnight in Lyman. So it is a Saturday, so anyone that has the time to come out and wave a flag and just shake a hand to a rider, it just means so much to all of us.
Excellent. So that'll be on Saturday. So you're leaving today. You'll get here by Saturday. And what time, right, again, will you be coming through, let's say, the Fountain and Pueblo areas?
Pueblo lunch is 11:45. And the best way to look this up is if they go to RFTW.
Okay.
Run for the Wall, rftw.us. They can pull up the central route itinerary. It gives every day where we are and what time we start and when we leave.
And they can also look at that if they want to join the ride as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Excellent. Tom, thanks for the time. We really do appreciate it. I know you're very busy, but I thought it was very important to kick off the ride with an appearance here on KRDO's Midday Edition, and we are so grateful for your time.
Oh, no bet. I mean, you have no idea how much it means to these riders to have you do this for us. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Tell them all hello for us, and we appreciate everything that they're doing. Thanks again, Tom.
I will. Thank you, Dan.
It is our pleasure. You too. There he goes, Colorado State Coordinator for Run for the Wall, going all the way to Washington, Tom Barnett.